Proclamation number 7893, dated the May 14th, 1961. Perfection means conformity to divine will. A living faith can truly move mountains. You would be able to be in command over all the elements of nature if you had this living faith. You would be able to transmit your will unto people and animals if in living faith you wanted to relieve their earthly distress. Then you would always work with my strength, for in living faith you are most sincerely united with me and able to use my strength without limitation. But what does it mean to possess a living faith? To possess such a high degree of love, it means that you are fully enlightened, that you know of all correlations and thus also know of your past nature, when you came forth from me in an exceedingly powerful and perceptive state. The knowledge you possess now, having become love yourselves, will not let you doubt anything because you also correctly recognize me in my nature, which is love, wisdom and might in itself. And since you once were created in my image, you also realize that the same power is inherent in you when you are united with me, or, because you are united with me. But then you will also use your power according to your inner realization. You will never attempt to accomplish something that would not be in line with my will, for then your will is the same as mine because you will have reached the light, the correct knowledge. It is not possible to have a living faith without love. Love, however, also ensures insight into my eternal plan of salvation. Love guarantees that you think and act correctly, that your will is in line with mine, that you will not work against my eternal plan of salvation if you have the right kind of realization, if you live in the light of truth. For although you will possess a living faith which enables you to accomplish everything, you will nevertheless not use your inherent strength of faith to work contrary to my love and wisdom, for your will, which has conformed to mine, prevents you from doing this, so that every deed of love for your neighbor accomplished by your living faith will also correspond to my love if it serves his salvation of soul. For my goal is and will remain that my living creations shall attain beatitude, the maturing of souls, the return of the once fallen spiritual beings to me. And my love and wisdom will only ever manifest itself according to this goal. And since I have always known people's will, my eternal plan of salvation is based on it, and it cannot be revoked by people who still lack profound realization. If you want to be powerful on earth and accomplish great things, you must ignite the love within yourselves into a bright fire. But this fire of love radiates brightest light, and in this light you will recognize me in my nature, which is love, wisdom and might. In that case, however, you will know about my goal and my extraordinarily wise plan of love. And then it will truly not occur to you to work in opposition to this plan. You would only ever try to influence your fellow human beings with love, so that they, too, will shape themselves to love, because you recognize that love is the only path to the pinnacle, to me and to eternal life. A living faith is the sign of a soul's highly advanced maturity, of a high degree of love, which gives life to this faith. And with such faith you truly can also move mountains. But you will always act as one with me because your love has closely united you with me. And then you also know my will, you feel it in your heart and act accordingly. But this will can never be directed in opposition to my love and wisdom. For no wrong will can take effect in you either, then you, too, shall only think and want as I do, then for you, too, only the spiritual being's salvation will be important and you will want to help the souls which still linger in darkness. Earthly longings, however, will be alien to you and never prompt you into using the strength of faith. Amen.